This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Many students right about now are hearing back from possible employers about whether or not they're getting that internship or summer job. Gone are the days when just good grades and a couple of extracurricular activities would be good enough to get you into college. And summer has become a crucial, if not essential, part of college prep. Sally Herships has more.
I'm 40. During my high school summers, I probably hung out at the pool and did some serious babysitting. So long to that.
This particular summer, my son is planning on, you know, studying geometry, traveling a little bit out of state, and possibly shadowing a emergency room doctor.
Donnie Weiss lives in Brentwood, California. His son is in the eighth grade. Weiss says they're already thinking about college essays.
In this coming week, I'll be talking to a college counselor, and that will be the main topic of discussion.
And how does your son feel about this?
He's quite happy. I mean, he wants to be a medical doctor. He wants to go to Brown University.
Jill Tipograph runs a high-end consulting company called Everything Summer. Its tagline, from camp to college. She helps parents choose summer programs for their kids. Tipograph says with college more competitive than ever, just doing well in school isn't enough.
What's the other variable that they had control over? The next time period is summer.
We have many parents who call and say, in the most straightforward of terms, will this get my child into college?
Peter Shumlin, who runs Putney Student Travel, says no. His company takes kids abroad. You know, language immersion, community service, Africa, Costa Rica. And Putney's website discourages students from using its trips, which cost thousands of dollars as application enhancers. But the site also features a special college essay section, including the names of the schools its graduates have been accepted to. Allison Chisholm works with Ivy College Consulting. She says parents who can't afford these high-priced experiences shouldn't worry about it.
There is no magic program and there is no magic credential that gets you into college. And the idea that there is one is an illusion.
An illusion that keeps getting more expensive. According to one trade group that tracks student travel, the average amount spent on a kid's trip abroad has doubled in the last decade. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.